So you mentioned toxicity and autoimmune toxicity that you see with checkpoint inhibitors. What was seen in the IMPASSION study, and what do we know in general about checkpoint inhibitors in terms of toxicity in women with breast cancer?
Yeah, I think with IMPASSION 130, we were all pretty relieved to see that overall the immunologic toxicity seemed to be similar to what would have been expected. No unexpected signals, primarily thyroid dysfunction. There are the rare cases of more significant toxicities, hepatitis, pneumonitis, but those were really quite uncommon. And there was a question about adrenal insufficiency because some earlier studies in the early stage setting with pembrolizumab suggested in breast cancer, that there was maybe a little bit more adrenal insufficiency, but that was not observed here. So I think that from a toxicity standpoint, there were really no new signals or reasons for concern. Most patients are able to, even with these toxicities, are able to maintain therapy. Certainly, some of them that are more severe, higher grade discontinuation is recommended. But I think overall, patients have done well with atezolizumab with breast cancer.